Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Bob Pompiani, Jason Mackey with you today as Joe Starkey is out. He'll be back on Friday. I'm sure he's at a simulator if he's not out of town somewhere playing golf. I'm not sure what Joe does, but I know he's addicted to golf. Do you like golf, Jason?
So it's funny you ask that, Pomp. Yes, I do. I don't play enough, and it's sort of a New Year's resolution, if you call it that, to play more. That was one of my Christmas presents, was a whole bunch of money for Cool Springs Golf Resort or whatever you call it. And so I just want to go there more and play and learn. Like, I know a little bit. I don't know a lot. I'd embarrass myself, but I do like it, and I want to.
Well, this
so I might be coming
year,
to you for some advice.
You got, if I go down, there's a place that I like called Nine Yards Golf Lounge in Washington County, and it has really advanced simulators. And it, you know, my nephew was there yesterday, and we're playing a little challenge. Brock, my nephew, can hit the ball ridiculously far. He was a scholarship golfer. All three of my nephews were, so they can play. It's really impossible for me to compete. However, you can change, you know, tees there are adjustable. It's a really good place to go. If you ever want to meet up, I'll show you what it's like, and we can play a little competition.
I would. I have to brush up on my game first so I don't completely get embarrassed. Although with the simulator, it'd be easier.
It
Maybe
is.
Maybe we should do that versus out, going on a course. I'm not wasting everybody's time.
Plus, you can get a beer. Right, it's right around the corner.
You get a beer on the course, too.
Yeah, you can do that. But this is easier access. You don't have to wait until the halfway house. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But they have this setup now. It's called Golf Zone, where the ball pops up. You know, you have to, in place, you have to go and retrieve the ball and put it back on the tee. Pops up immediately at the 9 yards golf lounge. So that's why I like it. So for people like me who don't want to bend over too much, that's a very good thing. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Have the U.S. Open coming to Oakmont this year. That'll be fascinating. I'm looking forward to that. But we have a lot of people who want to talk all sorts of sports there, Jason. So let's get right to it, beginning with Josh, who joins us on line four. Hello, Josh. How are you today?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year.
I just want to me, Justin Fields is more of an investment long term. If you go back to his days, he was on that show QB1 in high school. Like, he's always progressed, you know, put in the right situation, he progressed. In high school on that show, he progressed, went to Georgia, moved to Ohio State. Like, he's got the skills, and he's still young. Like, with Russ, you know kind of what you're getting with Russ. He's going to be 37 next year.
38.
You're a couple years out of him. 37 next year, right?
No, oh, I think regardless. He just turned. Didn't he just have a birthday? And I think he turned 37.
I thought he was 36.
Can you check that out?
Yep. He's 36. He'll be 37. He just turned 36 at November 29th.
November.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a year off, but 37. Okay. Still.
So you get a couple years out of him, and then what? Then you're searching. I just think Justin has a lot of upside. He hasn't been in, he was in Chicago. Like, give the guy a chance. I just think he has a lot of upside. He has the skills and put in the right situation, and regardless who the QB is, we got to get whoever it's going to be needs help. So,
well, there's a lot of work to do on the offensive side. Thanks, Josh. You're right.
Yeah, and I disagree with Josh for this reason, and I certainly respect where he's coming at with Justin Fields and believing in Fields, but isn't the desire for the Steelers to win now? Like, they're not out for a long-term project.
Well, with the guys they have, yeah.
You want to win now. You want the shortest possible solution to that. I would understand if somebody said, look, neither of these guys are good enough. They need to go sign Sam Darnold, which I don't think Sam Darnold's leaving Minnesota, but that's another discussion.
They did draft him in the first round. They also, for some strange reason, and I'm sure it's just because of insulation, they brought in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I'm not looking at Daniel Jones.
Interesting dynamic in their quarterback.
They do, and you could say, hey, they should go make an offer for J.J. McCarthy, and that might make sense, but there's no guarantee J.J. McCarthy's going to be anything. There's no guarantee he's going to be, you know, able to start week one of the 2025 season.
Malik Willis was a name that we got on the text line as well.
No.
Please, no.
I'm not a proponent of that either, but I know there was a lot of talk before the draft where the Steelers took Pickett, and he did look good in very limited sample size earlier this year.
Do you get a lot on the text line? If so, let us know, because I don't have access to it here. At least I don't.
Well, that was one of the recommendations. Someone said Kirk Cousins, which I cannot imagine that would ever work.
Please, no.
That's a bad investment Atlanta made, and they're going to pay the price for that one.
We also got texts, by the way. People enjoy shower beers and post.
Thank you.
Grass mowing beers.
Thank
so,
you.
So, yeah, they agree with Jason in that regard.
Pop, I can't believe you've never had a shower beer.
No, I don't bring anything into the shower.
Airport beer was also listed as being top tier.
Airport beer, very good.
And what about first beer of the vacation.
How about a mulligan beer when you're at the halfway, like after a round of golf? It's a great, the one time I will. That and
I'm with you there.
Yard work, I like beer. It cools you down, at least it should in my mind. Probably doesn't, but some water would be better. But it seems to be the right drink of choice for that time.
I agree. And I just
don't understand where do you put a beer in the shower?
Like, on the shelf. I move the shampoo out and put the beer on the shelf.
You've never had an accident?
Never.
Never.
Not once in my life. I've been having shower beer since college. That's when we started.
Hopefully you don't confuse the shampoo and the beer too much.
Well, the beer is supposed to be good for your scalp, though, by the way. You can put it on your hair, and it'll make it grow better. It does.
We would do that in college. Sorry, Westminster. I'm gonna out this. But, I mean, you had like a four-person shower stall thing. And that there were, you know, like it wasn't a big community thing. Not that, whatever. We would bring a six-pack in there and just be like, hey, let's go shower. Pre-game shower beer. Yeah. I don't know. Right. I never thought it was weird. I do it at home. I don't do it at 8 a.m., but I'll do it in the evening.
It's about when you take your shower. That matters.
Yes.
Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin. Joins us here on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Rob?
Shower beer?
Yes, shower beer. You anti-shower beer?
Never heard of that. First time I ever heard of that.
I'm telling you, try it tonight. You'll thank me tomorrow.
I don't take nothing I eat or drink in the bathroom at all, man.
Well, that's different. Now, if you're sitting on a toilet, that's a different situation. And right. I know that may gross some people out. But if I'm typically there for a long period of time, that's where I do some pretty good reading. So
yeah, I get some of my good bets in, man. That's how I call them. Right. Yeah, but happy New Year to y'all too, fellas.
You too.
Same.
I've been watching a lot of football, man, and. It takes a lot. It takes these guys. Anybody doesn't catch on, because I got in the car when I heard y'all talking about offensive coordinators and all that. Anybody doesn't catch right on, man. Like, you know, I'm gonna use Sam Darnold for this. Like, he's been a good offensive coordinator, a good coach. So he looks great, phenomenal, right, and probably the best ever in his career. But I wouldn't just give up on Justin Fields, man. I mean, I wouldn't. I know it's gonna be hard to keep both of them, but if you look back at some of those games that he played. He had some downfield throws that was negated by holding penalties. George Pickens, the penalty, right? In New England, he threw a dart down in Denver. He could throw the ball downfield. And Tomlin's Tomlin's, everybody's on his knee right now, but I think he'll be around. But he's the type of coach that can coach that out of Justin Fields. And we've seen that the first five games that he played.
I just
wouldn't be so quick to give up. I'm sorry, Bobby. Go ahead.
No. I don't view it as giving up on Justin Fields. Like Let me explain this dynamic, because I don't think this is something you understand this. I don't think that society writ large here understands it enough. If they choose Russell Wilson, Justin Fields is a person. He wants to play. He wants the best opportunity to go out. Like, he's a free agent and can control that. So I would fully expect Justin Fields to go somewhere and play, not sign up here to be a backup again.
Right. That's going to be his choice. And if he can't get a starting job, it's going to be like Bo Prabula of Penn State. I can't get the starting job. I'm going to move on. He could use the same thing. Now, the question is, how many people would want him as a starter in this league right now. The Steelers would have an opportunity for him if they so desired. I don't know how many other teams would have that opportunity.
I mean, I see a lot of teams out there, Bob, that are hard up on quarterback play. Look at the Giants.
I understand that.
It'd help them.
There was a rumor that Fields would go to the Giants at one point.
Yeah. Now, if I'm Justin Fields, I'm not sure I want to do that.
Well, that's the other thing.
I'm not sure I want to subject myself to.
Right.
Maybe you stay here and say, you know what, I'm going to take my chances around what I know, which is fair.
Excuse me, fellas. You think the way Wilson has been playing the last few weeks that they're going to give this guy $100 million?
That's why I said it's incomplete for me. I want to see what happens in this game and also, more importantly, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'll make my decision accordingly after that. But just because, and I do think age is a factor. I just do. You know, at some point you're going to have to move on from him. When is that point? They do want to win now, to Jason's point, when you have older players on your roster and you want to get them to that area. This is similar to the Penguins, right, Jason? I mean, you got guys now. They want one more opportunity to do this.
It's now.
It's now. So if you're Kyle Dubas, you have the same problems here trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? Do I think future? Do I think present? Do I think – thanks, Rob, by the way, and Happy New Year. We appreciate the call.
Bob.
What?
Real quick, Bob. I want to switch lanes real quick because I'm a Paul Skeens fan, and we haven't done nothing at all.
There we go.
Do you think Paul Skeens, because I know he's a great competitor, I would go up to the front office and ask, like, what are we doing? Like, he only has maybe 3-4 years or less. Like, what are we doing? We have to go for it now. Like, what are we doing? You think he would have enough kahunas to go up there and do that, Bob?
Well, I think he may not, but his agent will. Jason, you have information on this. Thanks again, Rob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Here's where I come down on this Skeens thing, and I was talking about this with Bostic this morning. I don't think Paul would be quiet. I don't. I don't think he would have any problem talking to anybody because he wouldn't do it as a jerk. He would do it as, look, I want to win. I'm doing everything I can here to win. And you can't look at Paul Skeens and tell me he's not doing everything he can to his entire life is oriented toward striking dudes out and doing his job. So if he doesn't feel like that's being reciprocated on the organizational end, I have no doubt that he'd say something. But I think what and that's the inside of it. The outside of it is fans probably need to realize there are other ways to do this. Look at Cleveland, look at Tampa, put down how frustrated you are with the Pirates. I understand that. This could work. Like, if you're Paul Skeens, you need to at least objectively give this a chance to work. Based on his lens, he came up here in, the second week of May?
Yep.
They were good. They were two games over 500. They added at the deadline. I know they flopped. I know stuff went awry. I'm not saying it didn't. But if you're Paul Skeens, you're probably saying, okay, I'm going to look and see if what you're saying can work, will work. I'll give it a chance. And then at that point, we're going to operate accordingly. But, you know, he's not going to go busting down doors now. He's not going to be a jerk now. I think he legitimately thinks that the Pirates can win. And I don't think he's crazy for thinking that. I think they can win. They were winning last year. There's things they have to do differently, do better. You can criticize them. I don't think they're that far off from being an over 500 fringe playoff team, Bob. I don't.
But they have to make some moves now. And absolutely, the pitching would tell you that. Which is probably why I think the reaction to the Spencer Horwitz deal with Luis Ortiz was something that, again, from a position that people knew what they had in Ortiz. They saw the results. They don't know anything about Spencer Horwitz. But if you do a deep dive, you'll find, as you have, Jason, that the guy actually has legit potential to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And if that turns out to be the case, you won't care that they gave up Luis Ortiz because they have enough pitching starting depth, I think.
Yeah, and I'm not endorsing the trade, Bob. I don't like the trade. I ripped the trade in the Post-Gazette. Like, I think they gave up too much to get it. I would not trade young starting pitching. I would lean into the asset they have. But if we objectively look at what Spencer Horwitz did last season, he was not a terrible baseball player. There's a stat, WRC Plus, that I know the older crowd will dismiss and say it's stupid, but what it does is tries to encapsulate all of a player's offense, get it down to one number. His was either 125 or 127. I haven't looked it up. But 100 is considered league average. Spencer Horwitz, by number, over 100 games, was a significantly above average player. For context, that WRC Plus number for Jackson Merrill, who was the runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting, was 130. Like, that's the level of production that the Pirates got. Again, I don't like giving up the pitching. I would hoard it if I was the Pirates. but there's a possibility this deal might not stink. Everybody hates it now. I get it.
Right.
But there's a possibility it might not stink.
But they need to do more because the clock is ticking
out
on
in the outfield. There's
Paul's
too many questions.
Too many
marks.
Questions. You got their
bullpen.
Guys.
Too many question marks. Totally.
And you're not going to solve it internally. That's clear right now. You might down the road. Who knows? But not now. And if you have Paul Skenes for right now, we have a lot of now going on here. We have the Penguins trying to win now. The Steelers trying to win now. And now you have the Pirates because you have reasons to expect them to try to win now, given elite talent that you may have. One more call before we go. I know we're a little behind. Daryl in Houston, Texas has been waiting. We have Scott and Jeanette, Brad in Brookline. But Daryl, you're on. Make it quick, please, if you don't mind.
I will. Real quick, I wouldn't even think about re-signing Russell Wilson anything over 2 years, $30 million max. I would go with Justin Fields because you're trying to say we got to win now, but you got to reconstruct that offense to take advantage of what you don't have. You don't have a second receiver. You're going to have another rookie probably at left tackle. You got to have a running back that you're going to have supplement that. You got holes all over. You can't afford to spend $30 million on a quarterback who's mid at best. And, Jason, you said that – both of you guys said, hey, you saw Arthur Smith he can't design plays over the middle because Russell Wilson can't throw the middle.
Yep.
Well, we didn't see that with Justin Fields either, though. We didn't see it with him. He was throwing boundary to boundary.
But they never gave Justin Fields the opportunity to throw those passes. They kept him restricted. And the restriction is not because he can't. They were just trying to limit, minimize his mistakes.
I think that's true. I think that's the Mike Tomlin
mantra.
Right.
Because all you see from Russell Wilson are four patterns. Flat, down the
check
seam.
Down.
Check down. Well, that's the flat. Check down, down the seam. Moon ball down the foul line and moon ball down the middle of the field. That's it. No end cuts, no skinny posts, no drag routes, no crossing routes. Because he can't throw them. So if you're going to throw $30 million at Russell Wilson, you might as well just – you're dreaming in color. You might as well blow it all up because you're not going to win with him. You need somebody that can create plays. You need playmakers. And just because Justin Fields didn't have an opportunity to do that doesn't preclude him from not being able to because at this point, Russell Wilson, his days are numbered. I just think that's waste of money.
Interesting take. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot to say that he said there that's accurate, I think.
I agree.
And they have to determine what they have to do because the offense is incomplete at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, he spoke on something that I was talking about earlier in the show, Bob, where we don't have a total picture on what Justin Fields can do. I mean, at practice, it's one thing, but he was so handcuffed, limited early on this season. I don't have any great sense for whether he can throw over the middle. And you're making a heck of a bet there by turning away Russell Wilson, not going to the draft, not going through free agency to say, here's this guy who's never done this thing, but we're going to hitch our wagon to the idea that he's going to be able to do this thing, and we need him to do it immediately because there's urgency.
Yeah, but
that's
sometimes you make a risky play and you get a big reward. You know, other times it doesn't work that way. It's up to their assessment of what it is. Right now, it is 12:21, which means it's time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums that they have at 724-443-5610, Buell Insurance Agency. We have Scott and Jeanette, Brad and Brookline. We're going to open this up to some Pirates, some Penguins, some Steelers. We got it all for you right here. Bob Pompeiani along with Jason Mackey and Mr. Seth Meyers, who has an update for you coming up.